This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister will inaugurate Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus today via video conferencing. He will also unveil Skyroot's first orbital rocket Vikram 1 with capability to launch satellites to orbit. The state-of-the-art facility will have around 200,000 square feet workspace for designing, developing, integrating, and testing multiple launch vehicles with a capacity to build one orbital rocket every month. Ahmedabad has been formally awarded hosting rights of the 2030 Commonwealth Games. The decision was approved by delegates from 74 Commonwealth nations at the General Assembly in Glasgow, United Kingdom. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated countrymen on India winning the bid, saying it is the country's collective commitment and spirit of sportsmanship that has placed India firmly on the global sporting map. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan also expressed happiness over India winning the bid to host the Centenary Commonwealth Games 2030 in Ahmedabad. In a social media post, the Vice President said that this landmark development reflects the collective strength, talent and spirit of the nation's sporting ecosystem. India has hit out at Pakistan for its recent remarks on flag hoisting ceremony at Ram Temple, stressing that the neighboring country has no moral standing to lecture others. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said New Delhi rejects the remarks with the contempt they deserve. The Ministry of External Affairs called out China's arbitrary actions with regards to the detention of an Indian citizen from Arunachal Pradesh in Shanghai Airport. Replying to a query on China, the spokesperson said, Arunachal Pradesh is an integral and inalienable part of India, and no amount of denial by the Chinese side is going to change this indisputable reality.
Maintenance of peace and tranquility in the border regions is a prerequisite for the continued and overall development of India-China bilateral relations. Our position in this regard has always been very clear and consistent. Since October 2024, both sides have worked closely to maintain peace and tranquility in the border regions. Arbitrary actions by China involving an Indian citizen from Arunachal Pradesh are most unhelpful towards efforts being made by both sides to build mutual trust and understanding and gradually move towards normalization of bilateral relations.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will co-chair the third India-Indonesia Defence Ministers' Dialogue with Indonesian Defence Minister Jafri Jamsuddin in New Delhi today. In a statement, the Ministry of Defence said, the two ministers will review regional security developments, discuss multilateral issues and explore new areas to deepen bilateral defence cooperation. India and Venezuela have agreed to strengthen cooperation in key areas including trade, health and pharmaceuticals, digital technology, agriculture and development partnership. The fifth India-Venezuela Foreign Office consultations took place in New Delhi today. It was co-chaired by Ministry of External Affairs Secretary East P. Kumaran and Venezuela's Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs Tatiana Josefina Pug Moreno. The External Affairs Ministry said both sides also reaffirmed commitment towards enhancing collaboration in multilateral forums of mutual interest. Death toll in high-rise apartment fire at the Wang Fuk Court housing complex in Tai Po district of Hong Kong has risen to 36. While 700 people have been evacuated to temporary shelters, 279 people are still missing. More than 800 firefighters are at the scene trying to tackle the blaze at Wang Fuk Court, with Hong Kong's chief executive John Lee saying the fire is now coming under control. Records show the housing complex consisted of 8 blocks with almost 2,000 apartments housing about 4,800 people. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions at isolated places of Punjab and fog at isolated pockets over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and Himachal Pradesh today. Uzbekistan's Grandmaster Javokhir Sindarov has clinched the FIDE Chess World Cup title in Arpora, Goa today, defeating Chinese Grandmaster Wei Yi in the final. 19-year-old Sindarov has become the youngest ever player to achieve the feat. And that is the end of this news bulletin.